Hello, my beautiful friends. Welcome to Connecting the Body, Mind, and Spirit. Today, I would like to talk about a very important emotion that affects each and every one of us in countless ways throughout our lives. Sometimes it pushes us to do things we should, but sometimes it just holds us back from doing those things that could possibly change our lives for the better. I'm talking about the emotion of fear. A natural and normal level of fear is vital to every living creature. It's what keeps us from taking reckless risks that could needlessly endanger ourselves and others. The fear of scarcity, as an example, is what motivates us to work hard so we can provide to our loved ones. The fear of crashing is what makes us cautious while driving. And the fear of being killed, perhaps by a lion, will make us run as quickly as we can to make sure that he just doesn't catch us. The problem arises, however, when fear takes over our lives in ways that it should not. Instead of protecting us from real dangers, it causes us to run from important things we should be taking care of to help us set limits or attempt new challenges and goals that can change our lives for the better. Fears, when left unresolved, can be an energy or a source of sicknesses in our bodies because we are not taking the proper action that we know we need to take. I'd like to start out today by talking with a real life example in my own life. As I was wanting to produce this podcast, more specifically on how my own fears nearly prevented me from making this dream of mine into a reality. You see, it all started 14 years ago. I had been on this self-discovery journey, educating myself and being part of some great and beautiful groups, some beautiful retreats that helped me find my spirituality. And I started hearing from God's voice every step of the way. I had my spiritual awakening where I found women and men that had given me a hand and shed some light in different aspects of my life that I am incredibly grateful for. Finding love, peace, and knowledge in this place where I had the opportunity to grow. This discovery led me to new passions that I continued to follow and pushed me to educate myself on different areas of the body, the mind, and the spirit. Throughout this journey, I realized that the part that I loved the most was helping others. Since that moment was when my desire to have a podcast started. This desire was really strong in my life. However, I realized that I was coming up with a lot of reasons why I should not do this podcast. Many excuses in my head were just popping up each and every day I wanted to make the decision of starting it. When I started confronting these ideas of what was going on, I realized that all of them were just my own fears. And my fears were coming up with a million excuses of why I should not be doing it. Here are some of the fears that I was able to identify. The fear of speaking up and sharing my thoughts in a public podcast. The fear of being vulnerable. The fear of sharing my personal experiences and being criticized, judged by others. The fear of failing and making a fool of myself. There were so many fears that were just that. They were fears. Many other fears kept popping up and many other insecurities of how and where I should take this podcast. All these fears stopped me from pursuing and taking action and moving forward in what I was desiring. But thanks to God's whispers, pushes, tugs, an abundance of love, I was able to identify and push myself out of this comfort zone to learn to be uncomfortable and take action to push myself with the presence of fear and awe. As Franklin Roosevelt said, only thing we have to fear, it's fear itself. Now that you have heard my story, I would love for you to think about what are the areas that fear is holding you back. I would love for you to think about your own fears and how they can be affecting your life. Some fears that I commonly hear time after time are the fears of being in a relationship, the fears of stepping out of a relationship, the fear of speaking up, the fear of being judged, the fear of asking for a promotion, the fear of rejection, the fear of changing careers, the fear of jumping on a plane and going to some new exciting places. These fears can be paralyzing to our bodies and to our mind. And in some cases, we don't even realize that they are there. Our natural instinct could be to just not take action and to stay in a comfort zone, not pushing ourselves to do something different. However, today, I would love to share some light and to teach you some ways that you can manage these fears so that you can take a step forward and have the courage to change and experience what stepping out of your comfort zone can do and bring into your life. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. Here are some techniques that I hope can help you take and change this light of how you are seeing things right now to change the things and hopefully help you overcome some of them. First, expose yourself gradually. Expose yourself to the things that scare you, starting with things that are a little less intimidating and progressively working yourself up to some more challenging ones. Practice mindfulness and relaxation techniques. Throughout your exposure, practice to breathe deeply and help yourself calm your mind so you can reduce the physical symptoms that come from experiencing this fear. Positive visualizations. Visualize yourself successfully facing and overcoming your fear. Do these mental paintings in your head so that you can rehearse how it feels like, build confidence, and reduce your anxiety. Cognitive reframing. Challenge and change these negative thoughts that fuel your head constantly, bringing more fear. Replace these negative thoughts with some positive and realistic thoughts. Educate yourself. Educate yourself on this thing that you are fearing. Educating yourself about what you're afraid of can really reduce the anxiety you have over it. Build a support system. Share your fears with trusted friends or family that can often offer encouragement and a different perspective. Give you some advice and some encouragement to do so. Seek professional help. If your fear is overwhelming and interfering with your daily life, consider seeking some help. Stay in the present moment. Focus on this fear just today and what you need to do at this moment to take a step forward. Don't worry about what might happen in the future. Take the step that you need to take today and just for today. Don't overthink it. Take some time and check in and see what areas of your life is fear holding you back and interfering with your daily life. Have the courage to push through. Fear is an emotion that can be handled in a proper way so that it won't affect your life and your body. Yes, your body can also be affected by fear. You see, when fear is not handled the proper way, our body will have some natural reactions and come out in forms of symptoms and sicknesses. I'll leave you with one quote, and it's a favorite quote of mine by Nelson Mandela, talking about fear. It says, "Courage is not the absence of fear, but the triumph over it. The brave man is not who does not feel the fear, but he who conquers that fear." I hope today's podcast allows you to see the fears that might be affecting your life. Take a moment to see how these fears and how different your life can be once you face these fears. Fears are so real and so scary, but it is so worth taking the step and pushing yourself to overcome each and every one so you can live the life you want to live. I love you, and I look forward to seeing you on Instagram. Please make sure to follow the page. I would love to hear your comments and see how you have overcome some of your fears. Have a beautiful day. Thank you for listening to Connecting the Body, Mind, and Spirit. If you liked what you heard today, please take a moment to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so more listeners like you can find the show. To join me and other members of this community and share your thoughts, please join my Instagram group at Connecting the Body, Mind, and Spirit. See you next time.